Absolutely, it is a Wednesday, and a Wednesday is for Woman Crush Wednesday. We speak to resilient, incredible women doing amazing things in different career paths, different industries, different communities, and we showcase that with the hope that it inspires you to keep on living out your dreams, to chase your dreams, and to live your best life every day. You know what I'm saying? And today is no different. We know Monday we started off with World Literacy Day, and this week is National Book Week, and it's all about encouraging children to read. I did mention on my Instagram that 81% of grade 4 learners cannot read for comprehension in South Africa. A staggering, very scary statistic, considering this is the future of South Africa. And so books are something very close to my heart. And when I meet young authors that have written books to encourage young people, or just children's books in general, I get excited because more and more African authors are coming out writing a beautiful stories. And today is no different. We're so excited. Her name is Cherise Bogaria, and she's an author who uses her words to empower the next generation. She is the brains behind this book in my hand called Luna's Journey, available on shelves around the country. And believe it or not, she is a seasoned HR professional with over 20 years experience, a personal development coach, and a former provincial athlete. What? Welcome everybody, our Woman Crush Wednesday, Cherise Bogaria. How are you?
I'm so excited to be here, Carol. Thanks for the intro.
Listen, provincial athlete?
Yes, in my heydays.
Oh, you look like you're still in your heydays, darling. Okay, tell me about it. What sport was it?
So it was volleyball. So I played nationally, and provincially at school and at university when my knees were good.
Oh my goodness, that is insane. Can I tell you, when we watch Olympics and stuff, we always have this conversation with my family. If you could choose a body of any sports person, which one? And I'm always like, volleyball. The volleyball girls, their bodies are it. Yeah. And you're still keeping it. But we're talking Luna's Journey. What made you sit down and write this beautiful children's book about the tale of grit and courage, Luna's Journey? What was the inspiration?
So there were many things behind it. Obviously, I'd published two books before this.
Right.
And being a life coach and also having to raise young children, I understood the importance of having a strong mind and enabling that strong mind in your child. Mm. And in the book, Luna has a few experiences herself which really happened, which gave me some thoughts for the story behind it of how do we teach kids resilience, how to be mentally strong,
right,
and how to navigate through challenges, setbacks, failures, disappointments. Mm. And so that's where the idea came from.
That's beautiful. Now, these books are available on bookshelves across the country.
Yes, and exclusive
books, yeah, you can get them. What I love is Luna. She's a little brown girl.
Yes.
And representation matters in books.
Absolutely. And I think how do we get everyone to identify is when they see a little bit of themselves in that story, physically, mentally, emotionally. So I always maintain that that's the way she should look, not anything different.
Absolutely. I mean, yesterday we were doing this whole thing, Squirt Week, with my kids, and it's literally quiet. It's reading time. It's something they're doing at school for the week of book week. And we picked up a book, Lupita Nyong'o's book, which we have at home. It's called Sulwe, and it's all about her skin tone and how Lupita struggled with being a darker tone to the rest of her family, etc., etc. And my daughter picked up the book yesterday and she said to me, "Mommy, she looks like me. She looks like me." And that humbled me because representation matters. Now, Luna's story is she hangs out with her mom. You do talk briefly about it being about resilience. But what can one expect when reading this particular story to their kids?
I think it's an educative book in the sense that a teacher can pick it up and teach the class affirmations.
Lovely.
On how to dig deep. You know, I am brave even when I feel scared.
Right.
Simple things like being able to recite a poem in front of a class, which a lot of kids battle with. Mm. Anxiousness, anxiety, a worried tummy, which I speak about in the book. We all experience that as well.
Right.
So it's a lot of things that people can relate to. And we go through various instances where Luna has to dig deep.
Yes.
Yes, she has to dig deep.
Like in chapter 5, you say, a few moments later, Luna tried hard not to cry while waving goodbye to mommy as she set off on her adventure to conquer the mountain. Luna counted the sleeps until mommy came home. Meanwhile, the classroom was buzzing with excitement. The girls were practicing some exciting activities for sports day. Agnes held a strange-looking wooden horse between her legs and pretended to run. So it's really beautiful. It tells like everyday stories and how kids are navigating these everyday stories. And it's crazy. I think for a lot of parents, we overlook how everyday situations can become the hardest situations in your life.
Yeah, it seems simple to us because we're looking at it from a different perspective. Mm. But to a little child who's still battling with their emotions and elements of fear, anxiety, worry, what will my new teacher be like? What would my new friends be like? Right. We need to focus a lot on the EQ elements of kids as well as the IQ. So the book is a lot about EQ, teaching kids emotional intelligence, which is something that I'm also passionate about. You know, I think we need a lot more EQ in the world today. And how do we change it? It's by educating the youngsters on the importance of emotional intelligence.
That's so beautiful. Well, we're going to hang more with Cherise. We're talking Luna's Journey, the brand new book that's out on our shelves. It's a beautiful must read for your young ones. What age group would you say this is targeted at?
7 to 9.
7 to 9. Beautiful, beautiful age group. But I always say books, when you're reading to kids, it's targeted to everybody. But 7 to 9 at the age that could enjoy this book as well. More with Cherise coming up next. I want to find out more about your other bodies of work from a writing perspective, and then also, you know, HR, that's human resource, that's quite an important job in the space of any business. So we'll get into that, and also some advice for us who'd like to live our best dreams and also see our body of work on the shelves. We'll chat more next.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
Music from Tanda Warehouse. It's called Maya on KZN's number one hit music station. We're in the middle of this. Joining us, a big welcome to you. We are celebrating National Book Week. As you know, Monday was World Literacy Day, and today we have a beautiful author in studio. Her name is Cherise Bagaria, and she's written this beautiful book, Luna's Journey, A Tale of Grit and Courage. It's a children's book with beautiful, beautiful illustrations, as I mentioned to you when we just met. Beautiful illustrations, and the story is so powerful. It teaches kids to just be resilient, to be strong, and I guess my next question is, why should we be teaching kids to be resilient? Why?
So, Carol, you know, the world we're living in is becoming increasingly stressful for many reasons. Mm. And in order to thrive and move ahead and be successful in life, we need to have a strong mindset. Mm. We need to empower our kids in believing in themselves. Yeah. And that is so important. And that's where the affirmations come in. Mm. So that mindset in a stressful world will carry them through teenagers and into adulthood.
Yeah.
And will teach them that, you know, setbacks, failures are not the end. Actually, there's more lessons to be found in those setbacks and failures as opposed to the winnings.
Yeah.
And when you cultivate that mindset, you know, you take it through into your work ethic, into how you raise your children. And it's just it's something that is so empowering to have, to have mentally strong children.
Yeah.
Not that we're saying that there won't be moments where they say, Mom, I'm scared, or Mom, I need you to step in. As a parent, you would know.
Yeah.
But to allow them also to say, I'm going to try this myself. I'm going to be brave and attempt it myself without mommy helping me.
Yeah, absolutely. You've written other books. What other books are on the shelves from yourself?
So the first book was Luna Learns About Viruses, written during COVID. A simple story to teach kids about washing their hands and what exactly is a virus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was followed by Luna Learns About Consent, which I thought was very important for kids to be able to say, no, I don't want a hug, or no, I don't like to be tickled.
Mm.
Teaching them physical consent, and which is learning to say no to people,
right,
even though that person is an adult, my aunt,
or my auntie,
uncle.
Or uncle, yeah.
Yeah, and we speak about that culturally as well, where we force our children to hug and kiss when they don't want to, they don't feel like it.
Yeah.
So that was the second book.
Right. And this one, the new one, Luna's Journey, available on shelves around the country. Why is it important? Well, actually, let me go back to the challenges that authors have, right? I know as an author, there are big challenges. But from your journey, what would you say the challenges are?
So firstly, it's, I think the publishing houses are a little bit on the, I'm not sure if this is the right word, but they're not as accepting, you know, as fast as writers would want to, which is means a lot of people are self-publishing.
Yes.
And when you self-publish, it comes with a lot of limitations.
Yep.
So I'm very grateful to Penguin Kids SA for accepting and recognizing this book, because it really does help the process of marketing and sales.
Yeah.
And I think the second challenge is that South Africa needs to support local authors and writers.
Mm.
We need that desperately. There's such amazing content out there written by local people. We need to support. We need to go to the book fairs, the book markets, the readings, you know, things that are happening at the bookshops, and say, I want to support a local author.
Mm.
And I think also the other battle that we face is, you know, the buy-in from local schools.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about schools that are independent, not the public schools, to say, yes, we accept the author, come in, do your reading, share your story, spend a few minutes with the kids. And if there are book sales from there, that's great. But if not, it's also great. You're creating awareness of reading, writing, and some children might be interested in illustrating or becoming an artist and being inspired by the pictures in the book.
Right. And lastly, what is your message to someone who wants to live their dream? You are living your dream.
I would say, don't let fear hold you back from anything, and don't allow anyone to put you in a box.
Mm.
Break free of that mold, especially to women, being Women Crush Wednesday. You're not just a mom and a wife. You're more than that. You're a radio presenter. You're a writer. You're a dancer. You're an artist. Explore those elements of yourself. And don't let fear hold you back from living your dreams.
Yeah, don't let fear hold you back from living your dreams. The book is available, Exclusive Books and other bookshops all over. It's Cherise Bagaria's book, Luna's Journey, A Tale of Grit and Courage, a beautiful children's book, which you can add to your book collection. It's a good week to do this reading thing. Everybody's doing it. We're doing it in our household the whole week. And we're excited to add this to our collection of books. Thank you again, Cherise, for hanging out.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And all the best.
Thank you so much.
There we go. Coming up, music from Giveon and Lucy Hirsch is on her way.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.